Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to say that Danish Chairmanship and the Committee of Council of Europe has been a very successful one and very productive one, focusing on the role and the strengths of the European Court of Human Rights, and the declaration worked out has been adopted. It is a very, very important step forward in order to strengthen the court, putting emphasis on the principle of subsidiarity. It is important for all of us to bring the court closer to the citizens and also to get a better dialogue between the member states and the court, so that the understanding of the role of the court increases. At this meeting, there has been high attention to the need for recognizing and implementing the judgments of the court. The whole European convention system depends on the willingness of the member states to implement the execution of judgments, and that, well, we have been during the recent years doing better and better in this area, but there are still room for improvement, so that judgment from the court can be more speedily executed. So that has been, as I see it, a very important signal from the debate around the table today. We have also set the agenda for the 70th anniversary of the Council of Europe next year. So we will work on that agenda, on the political issues that will be in the forefront when we come to the 70th anniversary. And it is natural to focus on the most basic principle laid down in the European Convention, namely death penalty, the banning of torture, where we still have a way to go, and strengthening our take on this, and on banning of forced labor. We see that Europe-wide there is a tendency of increasing what we call forced labor. Others call it modern slavery, and it is natural since Article 4, this is an article in the Convention that can never be derogated by any of member states, that the Council of Europe will look into how we can contribute to combating this new unfortunate trend on the European continent, because we are heading for the 70th anniversary. We are also going to look into what kind of reforms are necessary in the organization in order to strengthen our role and strengthen the role of the European Convention in general. So I'm very pleased with this meeting. I'm very pleased with the Danish chairmanship, and I'm pleased to see that Croatia is taking over and continuing to prepare for the important year next year, which is where we are going to celebrate the 70th anniversary, and also consolidate the institution, and to look for the new agenda. And the new agenda, in addition to what I have mentioned, namely to combat modern slavery, will be also related to artificial intelligence, because new technologies opens up for new black holes when it comes to legal standards. For instance, the other day, a woman was killed by a self-driving car, but nobody takes any responsibility for it. We have to draw up new standards in order to close the legal gaps that comes from the fact that new technologies, in particular artificial intelligence, is developing very fast. And of course, given our history, we have the leading role to play in that.